By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land. By faith, he received power to generate. And by faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son. My brothers and sisters, Abraham truly is a great example of faith in action, of faith put into practice in regards to what he said and what he did. It was not only for him the belief in one true God, which is important. Your faith and mine is a faith in great transcendent things, in eternal dogmas. Those are very important. The Trinity, you know, one God, three persons. These things are very important, the various qualities of God. But then there's also faith in action in our everyday life. And so this really means you and I imitating that faith of Abraham. And in fact, we have the advantage because in a sense, Abraham was at the very beginning of what faith looks like. Notice how we even have him saying that he believed God would raise Isaac from the dead. Isn't that amazing? That first belief in resurrection, the power of God to bring those who have died back to life. That's 4,000 years ago. And Abraham is truly this model of faith for us. And so what does that mean for you and me? We've had the example, 2,000 years of Christianity. We've had great saints. We've had great converts. We, many of us, have had great family members to exemplify faith. But at the end of the day, faith is given to each one of us personally, individually. We believe together, but as the creed says, and when they changed the translation back to what it should have been, it's credo in unum Deum, I believe, because only I can with God's grace. Only you can with God's grace. And when we receive faith in baptism, we have the ability to not just believe in those amazing eternal truths about God, but also what God is for us in everyday life. Again, I'm not saying that that is more important than God's essence and nature, but it is very important if you and I want to enjoy the presence of God forever. God gives us faith to believe in his forgiveness. That's a really big thing. A lot of people have sometimes given up because they just don't think that they can forgive or that God can forgive them. Our faith calls us to believe in God's ability to forgive any sin. Again, the only sin God can't technically forgive is the belief that he can't forgive sin. Everything else is forgivable. And as soon as you believe he can forgive anything. That's great. We must have faith in God's love for us. It says in Scripture, God wills that all men be saved. And when we are feeling particularly lonely or separated from God, when we're feeling particularly worthless sometimes, we need that faith. We need that faith to know that the infinite God can keep track of 8 billion people and love me infinitely. Do you believe that? My brothers and sisters, we need to. Otherwise, we're going to think we're lost in the crowd, And that feeling lost will mean losing faith. Do we have faith in the truth of the moral teachings of Christ? Do we really believe what he teaches? Do we believe in the teachings of the church in regards to what is right and what is wrong? No matter what the world says, you know, you just pick up any newspaper or media thing and they're always touting something that, well, this is really not bad. It's okay. Or downright saying, you know, something evil is a right. Something evil is good. Do we really believe that the all-powerful God who made our very nature and with it a natural law of what is good for us, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and socially, do we believe he has the prescription for happiness and holiness, for fulfillment? Do we believe it, or are we just going to prescribe for ourselves whatever we think we need? Will we count ourselves as the ultimate healers of ourselves, in a sense? Will we make an investment in heaven? Will our treasure truly be in heaven? In other words, we're not going to go through life having the old phrase is probably dead now, but FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, I don't want to miss out on, you know, owning the boat, or I don't want to fear missing out owning the dream home that I don't need 5 bedrooms. I don't want, you know, to miss out on this event or that event. That's a part of building the treasure in heaven, which means investing in heaven, in almsgiving, and in those things that truly last. Do we have faith in God's ability to transform tragedy into triumph? His ability to transform our own sin or the sin of others into sanctity? And then, of course, that which moves everything in our lives, the faith of Jesus' true presence. My brothers and sisters, this is really what separates Catholicism and our brethren in the Eastern churches, the Orthodox. This is what separates us from all of the other Christian denominations. We believe it, and he's here. And he is here to strengthen our faith. He is here to help us to be transformed into him. With this faith, are we really going to start changing how we pray at Mass? Are we going to start changing what we bring to Jesus? Can we even change little things, like a genuflection? It's no longer, if we're older, something, it's difficult. We're just thinking about our knees when we do it. Or when we're younger, something just quick and rote. Is it something truly what it means? Giving of our power. The right knee is for God. The left knee, by tradition, is for emperors, kings, princes. Is for the Pope, for example. You're genuflecting your left knee for the Pope. And the military does it right. I was at a burial recently for my uncle, and his wife received the flag the right way. The military does it right. He went down on his left knee to the widow. My brothers and sisters, are we making this meaningful? Are we living our faith? Are we putting our faith in action? Abraham exemplifies a faith that was the first and unique. You and I have the great privilege to have seen others that have great faith, to have seen what Christ has done, even in our own lives. Let us make sure that we always practice that transformative faith, that faith in God's love for us, his power to transform us, his power to help us, of course, to join him in heaven forever in happiness.